Now, recent campaign ads attack your attendance record, saying you missed 47% of Senate Homeland Security Committee meetings during your time on the panel. Can you touch on if there's any truth to this and explain why?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those misleading ads because, first of all, I have a 99% voting record. I have the best attendance, hearing attendance record in our entire delegation. And in addition to that, I serve on 5 different committees. I got to add on an extra committee, the Homeland Security Committee, my last 2 years, and I thought that would be important to have New Hampshire representation there. But often these hearings conflict, and if you should go look at my attendance record in the Armed Services Committee, it's nearly perfect. And so what I do when I miss something is I have a staff member attend on my behalf, brief me, and I submit questions. But unfortunately, having 5 committees, sometimes they conflict, and I prioritize the most important one and in terms of security. And again, I have the best record in the delegation on these attendance issues.
One big issue for myself and other young adults in the workforce right now is big, overwhelming student debt. How, as a senator, have you, and how do you plan on dealing with this issue?
Yeah, I mean, this is, for New Hampshire students, obviously very difficult. I put myself through law school, too, and so I had student loans, and then just once I paid those off, put it into child care. So I understand this is a really difficult issue. So in the Senate, I have worked. This is another area where these ads out there are just so false. I have never cut Pell Grants. In fact, I've supported expanding Pell Grants to career technical education that they don't apply to now, making you eligible to be able to get a Pell Grant year-round if you want to get your education year-round. And in addition to that, they were trying to eliminate what's called the Perkins program, grant program, where 5,000 New Hampshire students are eligible for that. You can go look at the tape on the Senate floor because I went there, fought for it, and made sure that wasn't ended. Then in terms of refinancing, I was part of a bipartisan group that made sure interest rates would not double for students. We kept the interest rates down, saved billions of dollars for students across the country. And then I've even introduced my own bill to give students further options in how they could refinance that they don't have available to them now. So this is really important, and I also want colleges to have more skin in this game because the prices are going up so high. They're getting, you know, the federal assistance for their students and they're often their research, and we need to make sure that they're keeping their cost structure down too so it's sustainable for New Hampshire students.
And speaking of debt, the national debt is a huge issue we're all hearing about in multiple debates. How would you handle the national debt as senator?
Well, I'd certainly handle it very differently than my opponent, Governor Hassan, because when it comes to the national debt, you know, I've supported a balanced budget amendment. I served on the budget committee, helped draft the first balanced budget in 14 years. Every committee I serve on, I look for ways to save taxpayer dollars. And so, and you know, I can give you examples of, for example, the missile to nowhere that got eliminated with a weapons program that was never going to get a result for us. And let me contrast with Governor Hassan, because, you know, Governor Hassan in her time as governor has proposed spending increases that the legislature had to fix because the money wasn't there. And she also supports many tax increases. I want you to keep more money in your pocket. And this is an example for the LLC income business tax on small businesses. She was the lead sponsor of it. UCAMP, she wants to tax it. Car registration increases. You're a smoker, she wants to tax it. You drive, she wants to tax it. And I want your listeners to know, when it comes to me, I don't think that sending more money to Washington is the best way to use your dollars. I'd like you to keep them in your pocket.
Now, I'm saving the hardest question for the last. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
My favorite Halloween candy is candy corn.
All right, mine too.
Awesome.
Well, it was fantastic talking to you. Thank you for giving me some of your time.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.